We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 9:51, talking city government. We've got a city commission meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, and general agenda has three main items. Really, I spent most of my time looking at items B and C. I didn't look too hard at item A here. So, Ron, can you tell us a little bit about what this request regards?
Sure. This is a request from HCW, who owns the Manhattan Conference Center. We have an arrangement with them where ultimately they're going to pay for about 40% of the conference center construction, and the city is paying for about 60% of the conference center construction over about a 30-year period. And they have a $100,000 loan payment that they make on that facility. To date, they've contributed right at about $1 million since it's been constructed, as well as all the property taxes on the facility. So because of COVID and the challenges they've had, their revenue is way down. And they're asking, they did make their loan payment in last month or in January, and they're wanting consideration for that to essentially be reprioritized. There's a balloon payment at the end of the 30 years, and they're asking for that loan to be rebated to them and then adding it on to their balloon payment at the end as a result of COVID. There is some possibility that if we get some additional CARES Act aid, that that could be reimbursed if we were to do that. Obviously, we've done the loan program for local businesses. The Sparks money was grants for some of those, the later round more some in the hospitality industry. But obviously, the conferencing and meeting folks have been hit pretty hard. So it's a consideration for the commission. It is something that we'd have to pay for either out of our bond and interest fund reserves or economic development funds, because our transit guest tax funds are down too. So that's the request.
All right. Mayor Butler, what are your thoughts on this issue?
Well, I've always, the debt on that conference center, for a while that came out of property tax, and I championed let's take it out of economic development, because I didn't think any of my property tax should go to the conference center. So if we have to do it, I'm going to lean towards economic development funds, because that's what those funds were for. The other side of the coin is, when you look at what government did with COVID, the restrictions particularly hammered the hospitality industry. And one of the reasons we don't have conferences there is because of mask ordinance. We lost conferences because people were told, they had to wear a mask and they didn't want to do it. So they canceled their conferences, or there wasn't enough space. I mean, now we've expanded it, so there's a little bit more space. But government basically shut them down. So should government help? And that's why the platforms are out on points for some of the restaurants, is because the same thing. The fixes for the health part of COVID damage the economy. So who's responsible? And that's the dilemma you have. That's the problem. And I think it wouldn't have been necessary if we hadn't told them, to close down. They wouldn't have to ask for this. Now, increasing the balloon payment, and in my mind, it's the source of the funds. I don't want it to, impact the mill levy or the general fund or anything like that. And the EcoDevo tax got renewed, so we've got a consistent source of income there for another, 10 or 11 years. And we've got several million left in the old three. So we should be able to handle 100,000.
All right. Well, again, all three items, kind of a big items here for the commission to vote on tonight. And we'll see what the will is here on all three of them. Consent agenda items, we can run through those real quick. Anything of interest here, Ron?
Got quite a few there. I mentioned that we do have a new round of CARES Act funding help for the airport through the FAA, about a $1.13 million grant that is pretty flexible for us, similar to what some of the other grants have been. And so one of the things that we're certainly concerned about in the future, we were at 7 flights a day and we're down to 2, maybe coming back to 3. So it's going to be slow to build back up the amount of travelers that we have. And part of our debt service on the new terminal is passenger facility charges. So they're going to be off substantially. And so we need to put some of that money aside to make sure we've got plenty of money to help make those debt service payments. But it is flexible funds. That one of the new little examples is they've given us a $17,414 grant specifically targeted to concessionaires. So and they've specified the type of concessionaire. So in the past, we have provided some rental abatement to a lot of our airport patrons, including the concessionaires that have been labeled this time. And that would strictly be this grant to the car rental agencies, as well as the food service vendor, which is Bandit Coffee. So whether or not we want to use any of the other funds for some of the other airport patrons will be discretionary and allowed from out of the larger grant. We also have several KDOT transportation grant applications. One is for what we call the some geometric improvements and also some pavement restoration work on Fort Riley Boulevard. This will focus there going from Juliet to Westwood. You know, if you were traveling Fort Riley Boulevard last year, there were a lot of improvements and panel replacements kind of on the eastern half of it, east of Juliet Street on around to the mall entrance there at US 24. This will go the other direction, looking for some improvements in that direction, as well as a new sidewalk that would go from Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, the old 17th Street, to Westwood there on the north side. And we'll link up with the new sidewalk that's going to be constructed as part of the bridge. So that'll be a critical piece of pedestrian linkage that can occur. And then some actual traffic improvements there and signal improvements there at Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Fort Riley Boulevard, including a new pedestrian crossing there with some ADA ramps on the south side of that roadway. We also have an engineering contract with Schwab & Eaton to do the final design work and engineering services out there at US 24 and Levy Drive intersection.
All right, it's quite a bit of stuff there. And we're seeing a lot of movement out there with construction projects. It looks like things are finishing up rather well on some of the rec centers. Do we have do we know yet when the Douglas Center ribbon cutting is going to be? Is that coming?
We don't have a date yet for the dedication ribbon cutting. We are looking at, there was some other delays in the project, but we're looking probably the second half of March sometime. That's as close as I can nail it for you right now.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll come back to that one at another time. Thank you guys so much, and look forward to your meeting tonight.
Yep, I think about 10 o'clock, you're going to hear the tornado sirens. We're going to have the statewide drill here shortly.
That's right. Looking forward to that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.